back. This is Mark Gant, Across America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Joe Cortina. We have been looking just briefly at Andrew I. Kilgore's article with Wormia, the Washington Report for Middle Eastern Affairs. This is a report from May of 2004 on pages 13 and 94. This article is available on the web, and I'm going to be reposting it with Breaking All the Rules news in order that listeners to this broadcast might have easy accessibility to it in the next 24 hours without a more complicated URL being involved. But Ambassador Kilgore, who was the United States Ambassador to Qatar, is a publisher of the Washington Report on Middle Eastern Affairs. And Ambassador Kilgore tells us specifically about the attempt of the Israeli Mossad to assassinate American Ambassador John Gunther Dean in Lebanon in 1979, and to make it look like it had been done by someone else. Then he cites the Levon affair, named for Pinhas Levon, Israel's Minister of Defense, back in 1953. This false flag Mossad operation persuaded some Jewish men in Egypt to burn U.S. Information Service libraries on the assumption that Egyptian President Gamal Abdel Nasser would be blamed. But one of the incendiary devices went off prematurely and the young spies were caught. Some of them were executed. This provoked a scandal in Israel, and in the ensuing investigation, it eventually turned out that Levon's signature authorizing the operation had been forged at the behest of Prime Minister David Ben-Gurion. A dirty trick within a dirty trick. And then, of course, Kilgore goes on to discuss what Joe Cortina has been discussing with us today, and that is the whole incident of the USS Liberty on June 8, 1967. And quoting Ambassador Kilgore here, that operation killed 34 Americans and wounded 171. Perpetrated by the Israeli Air Force and Navy, this was not a Mossad operation, but it was suffused by the same spirit of stealth and trickery. During the Arab-Israeli War of 1967, unmarked Israeli jets raked the all-but-unarmed spy ship Liberty, streaming slowly off Egypt's Sinai Peninsula, with napalm and machine gun fire. The Liberty was flying a large American flag, and the ship's designation in English was clearly visible on a cloudless day. But Israel said it thought it was attacking an Egyptian transport ship and pleaded a quote-unquote tragic accident, and still pleads that miserable lie today. And Kilgore concludes as saying, now thanks to Ambassador John Gunther Dean, the survivor of the Israeli Mossad's assassination attempt in 1979, the full taste of Mossad's evil will be available at former President Jimmy Carter's Presidential Library in Atlanta. A part of the National Archives, the Carter Center will contain 42 files on Dean's service as ambassador to Lebanon. The overwhelming majority of the material is unclassified and thus readily available to researchers, scholars, and journalists. Joe, I guess the reason I went into some degree of detail on this was simply to demonstrate from reliable sources that we're talking about a history of false flag incidents. We're talking about a history of intelligence operations, black ops that have been aimed against the United States by Israel. And when you look at the whole picture of these things, the Liberty incident, the Pollard spy case, the killing of Rachel Corrie, the attempt at killing Ambassador Dean, just to name a handful right off the top of my head, there seems to me that this should be a composite picture that would cause the American Congress and the American people to say, what in the world is going on here? We're giving these people $5 billion a year, and yet we're turning around and seeing time and again things that are transpiring that are obviously perpetrated by Israel at the highest level that are directed against the American government and directed against the American people when it serves the interests of Israel. We'll take that up with Joe Cortina when we return to Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I want to give Joe Cortina an opportunity to interact with some of the data that we read in Andrew Kilgore's article from May of 2004, published at the Washington Report on Middle Eastern Affairs. Joe, here you've got a situation where a former United States ambassador to Qatar has documented a situation where the Israeli Mossad in 1979 attempted to assassinate the Republic or the American ambassador to Lebanon, and nothing, to my knowledge, was ever done about that. Doesn't this kind of illustrate in microcosm the larger issues and the larger difficulties that you've outlined for us today?
Well, of course. Those are what we used to call in the 60s and the 70s. We used to call them montage operations. Levon affair, false flag, they're all the same thing. We call them montage operations back then. That's what the CIA called them. I think just the mottos of the Jews, if you look at them, the motto of my airborne unit when I was a Green Beret was death before dishonor. The SAS, the British Elite Commando Group, you know what their motto was?
No, I don't.
He who dares win. I always liked that one. And look at the Jews. You know, by lies we will wage war. So typical of the Jew. Deception meaning lies. And if you'll remember from the Bible, when Jesus called them the sons of the devil, who is the author of all lies. Of course, we all know that Christ was anti-Semitic.
No. Yeah, that's right.
Ask any Jew. We have people in this country like John Hagee. He's only one of many of the demonic people who are working for the forces of evil, who are what we call the enablers. They make it possible for lunatics like George Bush to take American money and murder innocent women and children with it. What George Bush has done, and I'm a Republican, or I quit the Republican Party last year. I couldn't stand the stench. The smell was just too offensive.
I got out of 96, so I beat you by a decade.
Yeah. Well, I kind of held on and was kind of idealistic, but I wrote George Bush a little love letter a while back that might end up putting me behind bars one day. Who knows? But it'll be worth it. I'd rather live, you know, stand on my legs than, you know, live on my knees.
So, Dan in Texas, you're on the line for Joe Cortina. Hey, Dan.
Yes, sir. Hi.
Hi.
See, I was wondering about, like, George Wallace. You know, I figured they probably knocked him off, get rid of him. He was about to call the Great White Hope, which is what it boils down to keep the Jews from taking. He was not controlled by the Zionists. And also, Audie Murphy, he was, I know Audie Murphy's relatives, and he was murdered. His plane was, the news media said that he was in an unfortunate airplane accident, but the federal government investigation clearly ruled that his plane was destroyed with a bomb because the size of the explosion was far in excess of what a fuel tank could cause that size airplane, blah, blah, you know, the facts were there. I just wonder if you think, one more thing, too. I wish, do you agree that George Wallace and Audie Murphy were murdered? But probably Will Rogers as well. That's a shot in the dark. I can't verify anything. That's just my personal guess. But, well, I wish you'd give me an opinion. One more thing. Shouldn't you call these people Zionists? Because some Jews, I don't think, are necessarily, they don't, some of us don't give a damn. They're taking advantage of the situation. But shouldn't we call them Zionists? Because it's like Jew being a 3-year-old baby or something is kind of sick, in my opinion. But I just wish I could persuade you into saying Zionists instead of Jews. I think some Jews are against the Zionists. If I could say that when Israel became a nation, some of the leading rabbis in the United States were against the United Nations approving Israel existing, because they said the Jewish is a religion and it is not a nationality, and some of the leading rabbis all over the world were opposed to the UN making Israel Jewish. Some were for it, some were against it. That's why I think it'll be fair if they say the word Zionist, because some Jews are against what's going on, and that's what I wanted to say.
Joe, go ahead.
My only comment is, name one.
He named me, but there were back at his own History Channel. And so there was plenty of them, but in my opinion, all of them are really on the Zionist side. They've probably all been gotten rid of by now, because all this 40 years have gone by, they've probably gotten rid of by now. But also on the History Channel, I would say that they did show clearly also how that all the mafia is when the Catholics would take over a country, or take over Chicago, or take over a state of New Jersey, which they clearly did, being Catholics, and that's what Hoffa clearly said himself was, well, if you can't find somebody that you can depend on, find a Catholic, because he's forgiven every week and he can do bad stuff again. That's what Hoffa's only one word to work. So all the mafia was at first was in the Catholics, organized crime thugs, with all the blessings the Pope could give, I promise you, in my opinion. But then they got so much stuff there, too stupid to manage it, and they went in league with the Jews. This one's actually on the History Channel. And so the Jews helped the mafia manage their money, and specifically Las Vegas. It's a real perfect example. The Jews there, they were like movie stars and junk, and the mafia helped knock people off or keep the user funnel their laundry money. That's what Las Vegas was made of, is the laundry money from prostitution and drugs. And then if I could say something in defense of my own race, when Al Capone, on St. Valentine's Day Massacre, what he got rid of was an opposing gang, him being Italian Catholic. The opposing gang was white Catholic, Irish, and they got rid of them because the white guys didn't want white women being used for prostitutes. And all the St. Valentine's Day match was about was the Italian mafia, Catholics, that is, getting rid of the Irish mafia Catholics so they could use white girls in prostitution. That was actually his channel as well. That's the reason Al Capone knocked off his Bugs Moran, I think his name was. But, I mean, I think that's what people don't know about. And that's why our country is being annihilated right now, because now the cats have been drugged up here with all the hips and Jews and given from Mexico and just doing away with our way of life. And they're going to do it. They've already done it, in my opinion. And the Americans don't know it until it's too late. And it's too late already, probably. But I'd like to say that they had another show with some constitutional lawyers, and they were saying the only way you can save America now is exactly what the great founders of our country did. You know, Benjamin Franklin and all the guys with the Constitution, Thomas Jefferson, they said that the idea of our being of the people and by the people for the people is made possible by the First Amendment, the Bill of Rights. Now, all those guys refused to sign the Constitution until the Bill of Rights was there, and the right to petition the government. Means that whenever the thugs take over the White House and the House and the Senate and the Supreme Court, which they've done, I think any doubt about that, there's still a way out for us to save our country, and that is through a petition, the right to petition. It's the First Amendment of the Constitution. And this Constitution lawyer said that there must, if everybody gets together and signs a petition, assuming there's enough cops left around and peace officers that are still patriots instead of controlled by their paycheck, then we'd win and we get our country back. That's the only way. And that petition is where you sign a petition and you get enough of them, and it's on a website called www.closethebordernow.com. There's several petitions there, one to close the border, one of the king's official language, and other petitions as well. But according to the Constitution, Lord, that's the only chance we have now. All the talk in the world is going to get nothing done, like a John Birch society blabs and blabs forever, but it doesn't want to do anything about anything. But this petition is designed to do something about it. Even O'Reilly tried to put up a fake front saying he had a petition, but he couldn't even find it on his website. It's because he's trying to get the idea that we just that let actually give up on the idea of the petition. Because that's the only chance we have left. And I think that website's all that is left. It's my website, and I can't afford to keep the dang thing going. It's also being sabotaged. If you go there, you'll see if you can print part of it if you can't, that the people sign. I've got thousands of responses, over 2,000. They just print, sign, and mail a petition to a P.O. box. And I'm a veteran. I'm a disabled veteran. God bless America. And God, you know what? The guys are stopping us. And so anyway, I'd like to say that that's my thing. I think that's the only solution. I'll talk. The world means nothing until we do take action. And that website's the only action that has any. We can't go to war. They'll murder us in the streets, just like the Civil War in the South. They enjoyed slaughtering us when the war was over. I've got relatives that remember their ancestors told me how they starved people in the South to death when the war was over, and around burning their crops and burning their food. And they were called Lincoln's men. That's what my grandma said. Her grandma called them Lincoln's men. And these people were just murderers. They didn't care anything about them. They were just hired assassins. Some of them were actually brought in from Europe from prisons for murder and rape. And Lincoln gave him a job as an officer, and then what I think is really fantastic is the biggest part of New York with a green specifically flag for Catholicism, got slaughtered by the South. I think it's a battle of Antietam or something. They charged like fools and got massacred. Only one of them survived. He's a 14-year-old boy carrying their flag, and the Confederate soldiers said, go back to your people because you don't be a prisoner of war because it's too terrible. And the dozen Southerners were magnificent, and what's left of them still are magnificent people. And the more Yankees, the more sick I think they really are. I mean, that sounds really prejudiced, but I've got to say it's the truth. I've been in the labor unions and electricians' union and other unions. Now, these people don't even know what, and I feel sorry for them. I don't think they know what family is. They act like they were raised in Local 12 in, you know, New York City, and they don't know what their patriotism's all mixed up. Their compass is gone. They have no moral compass. None. And so, I urge you guys into sort of saying the Zionists instead of Jews. I don't think all Jews should be condemned because they were born Jewish. But the Zionists will definitely everything you're saying they are, is my opinion.
So there are several organizations. Naturae Carta is one, and I think another one that comes to mind is Jews Against Zionism. Quite clearly on the narrow issue of whether or not there should be presently a so-called Jewish homeland or Jewish state in Palestine is something that is not agreed to by some of those groups that I just cited. But, of course, there are other issues raised when we examine Naturae Carta and Jews Against Zionism. But clearly, not all Jews are Zionists, very clearly. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll take a caller from New Mexico, and we return. Stay tuned.
Now, there's something that can give you the extra energy you need without the use of powerful stimulants and pills. Introducing the all-new Energy Enhancer Patch by LifeWave. This amazing new patch works with the electronic and magnetic features of the body, like a cellular radio, to transmit information from the patches into the body and enhance the production of energy and stamina. And the patch is non-transdermal, which means nothing actually enters your body. It's safe. You simply apply the patch, and the Energy Enhancer does the rest. No more carrying around bottles, pills, or capsules. No more jitters from powerful stimulants. The LifeWave technology in the patches communicates with the body through the human magnetic field, untapping the energy within. Combined with a regular exercise program along with a healthy diet, the Energy Enhancer Patch may help give you the extra energy you need. So join the thousands who discovered the Energy Enhancer Patch by LifeWave and experience the energy within. To order your supply of the Energy Enhancer Patch, simply go to www.lifewave.com/HSA. Don't wait. Act now.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com. Or call 702-953-0267.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097 or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Joe Cortina. And I was just going to say after the break that there are several interesting angles on all of this for me. One is the issue of the distinction between Judaism and Zionism. That's a distinction that I think needs to be maintained at the same time that people like Dr. E. Michael Jones have pointed out. That on the cultural issues, the whole issue of the Babylonian Talmud and Talmudic ideology has become quite pervasive, Dr. Jones argues, and others argue, in explaining what has happened in the United States on a whole host of issues related to cultural and political and economic and foreign policy decisions that seem to be a repudiation of our constitutional history. On the cultural issues and the role of Talmudic ideology in promoting that, I would urge us to go back to Dr. E. Michael Jones's Culture Wars website, which I have posted at Breaking All the Rules News, which gets at the bottom of some of those very thorny and difficult issues. The previous caller was also mentioning something about the attempt on George Wallace's life in Laurel, Maryland in May of 1972. There are a number of things that have been written about this assassination attempt that are now online. I would simply say that, A, I do believe it to have been a conspiracy. We would have to dedicate an entire show to trying to get at the bottom of the situation surrounding the shadowy events that led up to the attempt on George Wallace's life. But to Alan Stang, who is a member of the Breaking All the Rules columnist group, quite a number of years ago did some major research on the attempt on George Wallace's life, and that information can be found online, I'm sure, if you search Alan Stang, S-T-A-N-G, search him with Google, and with Breaking All the Rules News, you'll find him. And if you want to include something about George Wallace in the search line, along with Alan Stang, I suspect that the article or articles in question that I'm referring to will come up. You can take a look at the research that's there. Quite clearly, there's a lot that needs to be unpacked with all of this, and we are operating under the limitations of the medium of radio. But as far as the Wallace circumstance is concerned, take a look at Alan Stang and the work that he has done in past years on the assassination attempt on George Wallace, which fundamentally altered, in many respects, the course of American history these last 35 years. You know, we tend to talk quite a bit, of course, about the Kennedy assassinations and about the King assassination. But the fact of the matter is that the Wallace case makes for an interesting case study in regard to the larger implications of who and what has been behind some of these nefarious events of the last 45 years. We have another caller. We have a caller from New Mexico. Kurt, you still there?
I'm here. Thanks for thanks for taking my call, Mark.
Sure.
And thanks for having your guest. This is a very important issue I think needs to be discussed more often. I just wanted to say that my dental hygienist is a young Palestinian woman, and when she discovered that I knew about this issue and I've known about it for the last three decades, she was astounded. Simply astounded that a middle-aged white male would know about this issue, because this issue has been virtually locked out of the media in this country. And, you know, I have a political blog that I put up called KurtNemo.com, and when I address this issue, I'll be honest with you, I've received death threats. I've been called routinely called a anti-Semite, a Holocaust denier, which has nothing to do with this issue. And so this issue is so polarized in this country that it's to the point where we can't even discuss it. And Palestinians are in this country are totally locked out of the political loop.
Yes, and Kurt, in relation to what you've been through, you and I have not met personally, but I'm well aware of it. As a matter of fact, yesterday or 2 days ago, whatever it was, when I happened to be up in Round Rock, meeting with the owner of the Republic Broadcasting Network, your name came up in conversation, and I was saying that at the time that these threats were issued against you for the things that you've publicly written about as a correspondent on this subject, and we're speaking now of Kurt Nimmo, N-I-M-M-O, based in New Mexico, that the editor of Breaking All the Rules News, who goes by the acronym of SART on the World Wide Web, had the same experience up in the state of New York where he lives. And these threatening communications that he received by telephone were traced to a telephone number in Montreal, Canada. And the fascinating thing is that if you really want to get at the bottom of what people like Sart and Kurt Nimmo have been through, and possibly Joe Cortina as well, as they have written and have discussed some of these things publicly, check out the story that Todd Brandon Fahey did on the threats against Sart of Breaking All the Rules News that were traceable again to this telephone number in Montreal, Canada, which is suggestive in and of itself. And, of course, Kurt Nimmo has had this same experience in the same time frame as Sart up in New York. And then I'm sure that maybe Joe Cortina has also experienced some of the ravages of this particular political lobby and some of the methods that it can and does employ against American citizens who speak their minds on a variety of different subjects, not simply the subject of Palestine and Gaza. We will come back with Joe Cortina, discuss some of Kurt Nimmo's comments. Stay tuned. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one National Populist News Weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
We at Republic Broadcasting Network recognize that not everyone is able to make a monetary donation to help us expand our network and spread the word. So we've come up with another way that everyone can help support RBN and the fight for freedom. It is estimated that most people have over $2,000 worth of stuff lying around their home or workplace collecting dust. Things like DVDs, CDs, watches, comic books, toys, and collectibles. For the cost of postage, these items can be put to good use. Simply donate them to RBN. How does it work? Send your items to RBN Auctions, 7898 Enon Road, Pavo, Georgia, 31778. You simply pay for the cost of postage to ship your items to us. We sell them on eBay and keep the proceeds. For more information on how and what to donate, go to ebay.rbnlive.com. Free your home and office of unwanted clutter. Send your items to RBN Auctions, 7898 Enon Road, Pavo, Georgia, 31778.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Joe Cortina, talking specifically in this instance about Israel and Palestine and Gaza and some of the things that have gone on past and present with the Israeli lobby. And it's interesting to me, again, as one goes back through the whole history of this situation, as it involves such things as the Rosenberg spy case, the Pollard spy case, the attempt on the life of John Gunther Dean in Lebanon in 1979, the Rachel Corrie killing in the last couple of years in the occupied territories at the behest of the Israeli Defense Forces utilizing a Caterpillar bulldozer. We get into a lot of the regular things that are going on in Gaza that are suppressed in the mainstream American press. We talk about the whole issue of Israel and its role in influencing the neoconservatives in the Bush administration and in Congress, who decided to dive into this unwinnable war of counterinsurgency in Iraq. We're obviously dealing as well with the issue of the Israeli-backed neoconservatives and their desire to potentially expand this conflict into Iran with endgame unknown. Gordon Thomas, of course, the great British writer, has talked about some of these issues in Gideon Spies, The Secret History of the Israeli Mossad, and his sequel Seeds of Fire, which, among other things, chronicled the Israeli Communist Chinese plot successfully undertaken to steal nuclear secrets from the American Los Alamos Nuclear Laboratory in New Mexico. Michael Collins Piper dives into this in so many ways, including his book on the Kennedy assassination entitled Final Judgment. The point is that the list goes on and on and on with endgame yet to be determined. But as more Americans begin to find out what the total picture is of this situation with Israel and with the Israeli lobby, it goes without saying that there may be a very serious political backlash ahead, particularly if this war with Iran should materialize in regard to moving us in a direction related to this Middle Eastern and Central Asian crisis that could eventually engulf the entire planet in war and in flames. And that gets us back, Joe, I want to take another caller, but that gets us back to John Hagee again and the whole issue of the dispensationally oriented people in the Christian right that have this incredible alliance with the Israeli lobby. Obviously, they don't talk very often or talk at all about these kinds of issues, do they?
No, and I think, as I told you at the beginning, my purpose of this whole thing, the reason I'm here on this afternoon with you, is to hopefully to try to educate your listeners about things that I have reason to believe they may not know that are germane to the situation that we're talking about. And these are the things that I think can impact this. This is what got me aware many, many years ago, and it still works. For instance, you talked about Hagee. How many people know what I'm sitting here looking at right now that I'd like to share with your listeners about Hagee so that people will know what kind of monster, not my opinion, facts, documented facts, what kind of monster this guy really is?
What specifically did you have in mind, Joe, before we take the next caller? What comes to mind in regard to John Hagee?
Well, I did a lot of research on him. I do a tremendous amount of research. If I pick up a topic, I don't just sit there for 30 or 45. Sometimes I'll do 6, 8, 10 hours of research on one thing. I'll read 100 different documents and things and so on before I condense it. Give you an idea, this man's a multimillionaire, lives in a 5,500-square-foot, 8-bedroom home. He lives like a prince in opulence. We're not talking Mother Teresa here. And
That's in a place here in San Antonio called the Dominion, I understand.
Right. Cornerstone Church, I think he calls it. At any rate, give you an idea of the just plain evil that these people just—it's like they're like cult people. Let's see. For instance, there was a situation where a parishioner, daughter was molested, and. So Hagee decided that molested, you know, sexual abuse, you know, on somebody's teenage daughter, and Hagee demanded that his 17,000 member congregation. These are facts. You can check this out. But see, people don't know this. To pray a Psalm 35 curse over her and anyone who might come against his ministry for any reason. I'm reading this directly here. This deathly violent Gothic passage was used by David in the Old Testament to triumph over his enemy. And here he's put a death threat on somebody who's had his daughter sexually molested in his congregation. This is the kind of monster the guy is. Listen, Hagee, during a fit of yelling, rapid snapping of his plump fingers, he's a fat slob, incidentally, and insistent pounding on the pulpit with tight, curled fists, promised that those watching and choosing not to give money to his Cornerstone Church, now listen to this carefully, listeners, would receive a financial curse administered directly by God. Now, you tell me that there anything more blasphemous than that. And here is a man who claims to have an 18,000 attendee church. What kind of people would attend a church whose leader openly mocks God in such a foul fashion? And I invite people to look up John Hagee and go on the net. Don't look at one or two. Spend a bunch of time, and you're going to find this man is as evil as they come. But you're not going to know that just by watching TV. So that's the kind of suggestions I'm giving.
Yes. Ron in Washington, you're on the line for Joe Cortina. Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, good morning, Mark, and also Joe. What you just said is really didn't surprise me because I don't watch TV, and I'm pretty much aware of what he's doing. Mark, you were talking about the Talmud. I got something here that I think that all American citizens ought to read, and if they have a computer, all they have to do is go into Google. I think it might have disappeared, but the little article called The Truth About the Talmud by Hoffman. And read this thing before April 15th. And then if that's not enough, run and Google on the International Jew by Henry Ford Sr. And you would get a very good idea of what's going on. And I believe that in Henry Ford Sr., when he was making cars, this is what John Stadtmiller said, that the published this thing in four little books and put it in the glove compartment of the cars that they roll off the assembly line. And other than that, another thing that will help the American people, get a hold of the CD, Why the Mideast Bleeds, by Reverend Pike. And I think if it went through all those three things before the 15th of April, I think they would stop and wonder what the heck they're doing.
Thank you, Ron. Joe, did you have any comments?
This man knows what the heck he's talking about. He mentioned about why the Mideast bleeds. Ted Pike is a one hell of a Christian and American. He and his wife are just absolutely wonderful people. They catch a lot of flack from the evil segment of our community from this. I recommend this to everybody, to every American. If you want to find out in a nutshell, in just watching one tape, you can't learn what I've learned over, 10 or 15 years, but you want to get a pretty good idea of the absolute sadistic brutality of these people. Sadistic brutality. And that's being polite because we're on the radio. Get the tape from Ted Pike called Why the Mideast Bleed. I highly, highly recommend it. The Talmud, of course, you'll find what the Jews really think about Christians and Christianity and what their morals or lack of morals are, and they live by this. This is not some fictional thing that's been invented. It is a known document, and people need to read it and to find out what they think about us being non-Jewish Christian people. We're facing the most virulent enemy. I consider Israel the absolute mortal enemy of the United States. Even at my age, if I was allowed to go back in a uniform again, I swear by God, I'd take this old tired body and I'd risk my life one more time to go over there and destroy that evil, evil country. And this might be a chance that this country might go back to its original greatness, because that is where the evil comes from. That's where the head of the Medusa and the snake lies, in Israel. And it is just an absolutely evil. I could give you quote after quote. The Israelis murder 20% every year on an average of their unborn. That's a fact. Those are demographics. You can find them out. They have the largest pornography dealers in the world. They're one of the largest white slave trader dealers in the world. They accept all the criminals from all over, including here, that we try to indict. They will not extricate them. They protect them there only because they're Jewish, not because they're not guilty, only because they're Jewish. So if you're a Jew and you're a criminal, I don't care if you're a mega murderer or whatever you've done, as long as you have Jewish blood, you're the chosen, and you're somehow better than everybody else. These are facts. These aren't opinions. People need to start realizing this and look through all the lies and whitewash and garbage that you hear. Lies after lies after lies.
Well, one of the things that comes up on this, and then I'll take another caller, is something that Dr. E. Michael Jones was talking about, the fellow who runs Culture Wars, and who has written a book entitled The Slaughter of Cities, I believe. Dr. Jones was speaking of places where you could look online to see the corroboration of the charge that there is Jewish dominance of the global pornography industry. And if you check that out online on Google, you will discover, among other places, that there's an interesting article that was printed in the Jewish Quarterly, interestingly enough, in the United Kingdom in 2005. And that article, on pages 27 through 30, quotes Nathan Abrams on Jews in the American pornography industry. And when you see the money associations and the specific people that are mentioned there, this is very fascinating, very frightening stuff, that at least some of these experts in the cultural field, of which I am not one, but Dr. E. Michael Jones certainly is, would insist is related once more to the way in which the Babylonian Talmudic ideology has played such a profound role in changing the course of what we used to know as Western civilization. Daniel in Wisconsin, you're on the line for Joe Cortina. Go ahead, sir.
Hello.
Hi.
I only heard reported once, and I'm a news junkie, that Iran is building a heavy water reactor of a size comparable to the ones India, Pakistan, and Israel built to provide plutonium for nuclear weapons. Completion in 3 years. Iran is clearly calling Bush's bluff. Doesn't the threat of the completion of an Iranian heavy water reactor guarantee an air attack on Iran by Israel and or America before Bush leaves office?
Joe?
Well, yeah, I think that's logical to assume, but you have to understand that the whole reasoning behind this is sick, twisted, distorted, and evil. Who in the hell is the United States of America and war criminal George Bush? Who in the hell are these people who dictate to any sovereign nation what they can do and what they cannot do? We're the only people on the planet who've ever used the atomic bomb, and we didn't have to. We just wanted to try it out and see if it worked, so we had to murder a few hundred thousand civilians. We did this on a defeated nation. Who is the only nation in the Mideast who, in fact, does have weapons of mass destruction? Bingo, Israel. Who's the only nation in the Mideast who has sworn, and listen up, listeners, to use nuclear weapons against America, against your children, my grandchildren, to murder us? These Jews have sworn to do this if we don't assist them in their bloodthirsty serial wars against their enemies. Check these things out for yourself. You will find they and hundreds of other shocking things like this to most people are absolutely true. Wake up, folks. Wake up. The enemy is Israel.
Daniel, did you have any comment or anything else you'd like to ask or discuss? Okay. Well, yeah, this quite clearly is...
I think Dan's assessment was logical, and his assumption was logical. Yeah, absolutely. But it didn't make... In other words, it's evil and wrong and so on for the reasons I told you. Our arrogance... I saw a picture thing of... recently, it showed a couple of... B-52 bombers bombing the hell out of someplace, some poor souls. And the caption said, if you do not take democracy or if you do not come to democracy, democracy will come to you. In other words, we're so arrogant, we're so hypocritical, that we have decided for the rest of the poor slobs in the world that our country is the only way, the only civilized way, the only government. We're not a democracy, incidentally. We are a, were a republic. And young people today don't have a clue what the difference between a republic and a democracy are. And I won't even get into that. Hopefully their fathers will tell them. And the Jews threatened
to use the
atomic
bomb. We will be back. This is Ed Pops America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Joe Cortina after the break. Stay tuned.
The truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today has been Joe Cortina. And before I ask Joe to wrap things up and to give us his contact information, I just wanted to mention again some of these articles that I have now posted at Breaking All the Rules News, which you can turn to at www.batr.net/BATR News. A number of these pertain to the Iraq Study Group. Larry Chin's article for Global Research Today, the Iraq Study Group, Official Damage Control and Cover-Up, is well worth your time in terms of seeing who and what comprises this Iraq Study Group, and what are the basic constituencies that are really urging its adaptation and adoption. Andrew Kilgore's article from 2 years ago on Israel's failed assassination attempt on Ambassador John Gunther Dean is now on the major news page at BATR News. We have also posted something on their four-year information news service underneath the umbrella wing of BATR entitled Jews in the Pornography Industry. That's coming to us from the Jewish Quarterly of the United Kingdom. Very fascinating and very disturbing article. And then BATR News today, under Neocon Watch, that particular division of their news agency, has posted Abdus Sattar Ghazali's new post for Al Jazeera.info entitled "The Oil Connection in the Iraq Study Group, Blood for Oil, Loud and Clear," in conjunction again with what was printed by Larry Chin of Global Research today. We can begin to see the broad outlines of what this Iran study group is, particularly in conjunction with Chris Floyd's article of several days ago on the same subject, which is also on the front page at BATR.net/BATR News. Joe, in the last couple of minutes, tell us a little bit about what you're hoping to accomplish in the next year, and give us your contact information.
I'd rather spend that time, if I can, Mark. I'd like to read you some of these. It wasn't the Arabs. I think these are important talking points for people to remember.
Sure.
I don't have time to read a whole lot of them, but I'd like to read a few of them. I can be contacted at Winchester76@Verizon.net. That's Verizon with a V, V-E-R-I-Z-O-N. Winchester76@Verizon.net. And I'd be happy to supply information on sources for learning these things. That's all I can do.
Very good, sir.
And if I may, I'd like to read some of these. Will you have any time left here?
Well, you've got about 2 minutes before the music starts playing, so go ahead.
That'll be plenty. It wasn't the Arabs that sadistically murdered countless thousands of innocent civilian refugees in Lebanon. It was the Jew. It wasn't the Arabs who dragged us into needless serial wars with people who have done us no harm. It was the Jews. It wasn't the Arabs who used horrible demonic weapons like white phosphorus and cluster bombs against helpless civilians. It was the Jews. It wasn't the Arabs who murdered thousands of civilians in Palestine, many women and children, many of whom were Christians. It was the Jews. It wasn't the Arabs who constantly carry out false flag operations to blame their heinous crimes against innocent parties. It was the Jews. It wasn't the Arabs who murder helpless children in the streets for sport. It's the Jews. And yes, I have witnessed this and been there. It wasn't the Arabs whose sick, twisted society condones and promotes prostitution and white slavery. It's the Jews. It wasn't the Arabs who are the undisputed kings of international porn. It's the Jews. It isn't the Arabs who now control our government for their own benefit. It's the Jews. It isn't the Arabs who are pushing night and day to destroy our constitutionally guaranteed right to defend our families.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.